Ephesians chapter 5, starting reading with verse number 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Walk in the light. We once were children of the dark. Now, how many of you are afraid of the dark? Okay? I've never been one of those people who is afraid of the dark. You know, we used to do this as children. You hide behind something, and one of your friends comes by, and you jump out and go boo, and you laugh because they scream. My friends never got the privilege and the joy of scaring me like that. I just never was afraid of the dark. I don't know if it was because I was always big for my age, or I just recognized the voice of my friends. I don't know, but I'm just not one of those people that don't like the dark. And yet occasionally, I get a little nervous in the dark. I like it usually when it's light. One of my experiences that I had when I was in Ghana, West Africa, is I was doing something that I shouldn't be doing. When you go to foreign countries, you probably ought to stick with the nationals when you go places. But you see, I have been to Ghana so many times, I feel comfortable there, it's kind of my home away from home, that I have a friend who loans me his car. I have traveled over a 7-hour journey with a piece of paper with a hand-drawn map to where I was going. And the reason why it was a hand-drawn map is because there were no commercial maps as to where I was going. And it was interesting to watch. He had this 8.5 sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and he started out drawing the road, and he drew really big. And the first probably 30 or 40 miles of this journey took up the whole front side of that 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. You turn it over to the really important part, and he did the next 5.5 hours of drawing on that side of it. So it wasn't a scale. But I was confident. I got where I wanted to go using this map, and so I was really confident. But one night, I was driving from one city to a little small town by myself, and it was really dark, and the headlights didn't work too well on this car. I think the reason why this guy loaned me his car, because every time I go there and drive it, I always fix something on it. But I was driving, and one of the things you need to know about Ghana is, however bad our roads are here, they are wonderful compared to the superhighways of Ghana. And I call them superhighways of Ghana because the super is the big potholes. You can lose a Volkswagen in some of these potholes. And you have to try and avoid these potholes because they'll do damage to your car. And this night I was driving by myself. It was late. And I was driving down the road. And the other thing is you have to remember there are no lines painted on the highway. It's just a slab of asphalt. And it's free game to anybody who wants to be on it in either direction. And so I was going down the road and I was avoiding the potholes. And all of a sudden I see these four headlights coming at me. And two of them are on the right side of the road. They're on the left side. And two of them are on the right side of the highway, which is on my part of the road. And there are these two big trucks coming down the hill, and it's dark. I can't see what's at the edge of the highway because there's nothing light about the roads out in the middle of nowhere in Africa. One of the things you'll notice when you fly over the African continent and you look out of your airplane window as to how dark it is. You know, you fly across the United States and you can see lights down there, and you say, well, that's a little town, and then you see a lot of light, and that's a big town. When you go across Africa, it's just dark. Well, I left the highway to avoid being hit head-on by this truck, and as I left the highway, I didn't see it, but I felt it. I hit a pothole, and it was a big pothole. And as soon as I got past that pothole, I realized I was in trouble because now I had a flat tire. But it was worse than that. It was dark. I got out of the car as I came to a stop. I went around to the side, and I looked at where the tire should be, and I couldn't see anything. It was dark. And I picked up my cell phone from my pocket, and I had no service. Now, it's amazing that, you know, you go to Africa, and there's cell phones, but there was just no service. I started getting nervous because I was in darkness. I was by myself. And that's a dangerous place to be. But was I really by myself? No. But I forgot that. And I started waving down cars as they drove by, scared to death. Now, a van stopped. The guy got out, came back, and he said, "What's your problem?" I said, "I have a flat tire, but I don't have a flashlight. Do you have a flashlight that I can see to change my tire?" He didn't know what a flashlight was. That's not what they call it in Ghana. It's called a torchlight in Ghana. So I finally said, "Could you turn your van around and shine your headlights here so I can see?" He says, "Oh, you want light?" I said, "Yes, flashlight." He says, "No, torchlight." And no, I don't have one. Got in his van and drove away. The only person that stopped. So I'm at this point in time, I realize that I'm not alone. I said, "God, please help me." Several other cars go by, and a van stops, and these four guys get out of it, and they come back. They do not look friendly. The guy walks up and says, "What's your problem?" I said, "I think I have a flat tire, and I need a torchlight." He said, "Well, I happen to have one of those." He went back to his van, got it, turned it on, or tried to, and it didn't go on. He says, "Oh." He took it apart, pulled the batteries out, flipped them back around, stuck them in, and the light worked. He says, "It rattles around on my dashboard and goes on during the day," and he says, "Where's my batteries down?" I said, "That's fine." He comes around and he looks, and sure enough, that tire is flat. He goes to the back. He says, "You've got problems." He says, "Your back one is flat too." It's like, oh no. So he gets the jack out, jacks up the car, changes the front tire and sets it aside, goes to the back, takes the back tire off and sets it aside. And I'm thinking all along that it's dark, I'm alone, I'm a wealthy American, my life is not worth anything. He says, "Do you have any valuables in your car?" Here it goes. Take my computer, take my projector. I said, "Yes." He says, "Put them in the van." I said, "Man, he wants me to carry my stuff to his van. He doesn't even want to... doesn't he want to work for this?" So I take it out, and I'm thinking all along, "God, I ask you to protect me. I'm going to get beaten. I'm probably going to get killed and just dumped in the bush for whatever to be dinner." He puts my tires in the van, and he says, "Do you have any clothes? Do you have anything hanging in your back?" I said, "Yes, I had my hang-up clothes there." He says, "Put them down on the seat. We don't want anybody to see them." I said, "Yeah. They don't want anybody to know anybody was here." So I lay him down on the seat, expecting the next thing to be taken out in the bush and beaten. He starts walking toward the van. He says, "You are coming, aren't you?" "Oh, great. They're not going to kill me here. They're going to take me someplace else." I get in the van, and we start driving down the road. And he says, he looks at me, still without the friendly voice. He says, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I'm driving between Kumasi and Obuasi." He said, "I can see that, but what are you doing here?" I said, "I'm driving between Kumasi and Obuasi." He says, "What is an American doing here in Ghana driving by himself at night?" I said, "He just wants to know why he's going to kill me. I said, "I'm a Seventh-day Adventist minister, and I'm here coordinating some meetings around northern Ghana here in Kumasi and Obuasi." He got this big smile on his face. He said, "I'm a Seventh-day Adventist." I don't believe he was. I think he was an angel sent from God. Matter of fact, when I put his cell phone number in my cell phone, I put my angel. Because God was present in darkness. And he brought me a man who took me into town, took me to his tire man. Because, you know, you've got to have a tire man when you live in Ghana. Your tires are always going flat. Woke him up in the middle of the night, made him fix my two tires, put them back in his van, drove me back out to my car, put them back on my car, and then followed me back to my hotel to make sure I got there safe. In darkness, we can seem like we're alone, but God is always there. And right here it says, you were once in darkness, but now you walk in the light. Why? Because of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Now, whether we walk in light or not, that's our choice. But Jesus has come into the world to bring light to darkness. Walk as children of the light. We've been discussing this in the book of Ephesians, that when we turn our lives over to God, we need to start acting like it. You've seen the bumper stickers, honk if you love Jesus. I did that one time and got a really negative reaction. Unfortunately, I looked at that bumper sticker long enough to say, you know what, I love Jesus. I think I'll honk, just as the light turned from red to green. And the person in that car thought I was very impatient, and he gave me the international peace sign. And I had to assume one of two things. That was a car that was bought secondhand, or he had loaned that vehicle out to somebody. Or he was a Christian who forgot that he needed to walk as children of light. What is our witness like every day? Are we walking as children of light? This Seventh-day Adventist Tro-Tro driver, I use this term lightly. It was an 18-passenger van. Now, you have a van. How many passengers does it hold? So seven people can ride in your van, just like my van. Our vans are bigger than these little Tro-Tros that are 18-passenger vans. They cram people in there like sardines in a little can. Now, I've seen one of those vans full of people pull up and 11 people get off out of this 18-passenger van. And I was curious how many people were left. And there were 17 still on board, and 11 got off. So he was a van driver taking people from city to city. He stopped to help me. He was walking in light, even though it was dark. And his torchlight didn't work right at first. He had turned the batteries around to save the batteries. But he could have said, well, I'll change your tire and good luck on your second one. But he took me into town. Great. Got them fixed. Wonderful. It's a long walk back to my car. He lived as in light. Gave me a ride back out to my vehicle. You know, it was late. He had had a long day, and he could have said, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm tired. I need to go to bed. I've got to get up early the next morning. There's people counting on me. You're just one individual. Good luck. But his life was lived in light. And then once he got the tires on the car, he could have said, you're on your own. You know your way, right? I did. I knew my way because my daughter was in that hotel. I knew exactly how to get there. But he drove with me there to make sure I got there safe. He lived his life according as a son and daughter of light. I knew he loved Jesus. And I knew because of his love for Jesus, he even cared about me. What does your life say about your relationship with God? I get a little amused nowadays when people say, you know, I got saved back in 1965. And they say, when did you get saved? Do you know what my response is? This morning. And they say, praise God. And I said, yesterday morning. And the day before that. And then they start looking confused. to be a children of light, to be a son and daughter of God, we must make that connection every day. And then our life needs to be like Jesus' life. Helpful, considerate, loving, and kind. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. There's other places in the Bible that give us the list of the fruits of the Spirit. But those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and they live in His light, no longer in darkness, but they live in His light, their life will be displaying the fruits of the Spirit. If every once in a while you do kind of a self-reality check and you say, you know, I haven't been bearing too much fruit, you might have to ask yourself, how is your relationship with God? Are you walking in the light, or have you slipped back into darkness? You know, the devil goes around trying to pull us back down into that murkiness of life. We get so caught up with the cares and worries of life that we forget that we are sons and daughters of God. I went to the doctor this week. I've had enough of my back pain. It had gotten to the point where it almost brought tears to my eyes every time I moved. You know, ladies, you know this about men. We only go to the doctor when we're dying. We can't take any more. Sometimes we do that with God. We only go to Him when we're dying. People call me as a pastor to come pray for them in the hospital because the doctor said there's no hope. There's always hope when there's God. We wonder today why we see the miracles of Jesus and we see the miracles of the disciples. How come that doesn't happen today? The Bible tells me we have not because we ask not. We're not living in the light. I'm not saying that God always answers the prayer the way we want them answered. But as long as I am living in the light and I walk as a children of light, I got nothing to worry about. Because Jesus says, though a man may die, if he believe in me, he will live again. I'm looking forward to that life. Not that I don't enjoy this life. But friends, we need to be children. And this phrase has been misused by the New Age movement, but we need to be children of light. We need to shine for God in the darkness of this world. Our life needs to be reflectors like the moon is of the sun, reflectors of the love of God. That will attract people to the light. The only ones that want to be in darkness are the ones that want to do things that aren't right. Let's be a source of light. Let's be a reflector of the love of God in the world. Let us bear fruits of the Spirit.